Hi, my name is Andrew Connell, and in this brief video, I'm going to walk you through the Office 365 Development Patterns and Practices sample, Branding and Themes. In an effort to help customers address the most impactful and useful scenarios, the Office 365 Development Patterns and Practices group has created a number of code samples that complete common customer scenarios. The code is published in a public GitHub repository located at https://github.com/officedev/PNP, and it contains solution packs of content as well as sample packs of sample code that has been reviewed by the Office 365 team and blessed as a recommended way to approach these different scenarios. This scenario uses the Office PNP core libraries to set the existing theme to a site, specifically the host web, and for uploading and setting a custom theme on the site using a provider-hosted app. It heavily leverages the PNP core library. To learn more about the Office PNP core library, please refer to its documentation on GitHub. Okay, so before we actually look at the code, let's see the sample in action. I'll go ahead and click Start, let the sample build itself, and deploy it to my Office 365 developer site. So here we have the branding.themes site is being installed, and it wants to prompt me for the permission. So I'll go ahead and say that I trust it. So the start page for the application is actually in our remote web. So you see there in our local host, and it's pointing to the default.aspx. I'm going to go ahead and open up the actual SharePoint site where we deployed this to. So here's the site. You can see it's installed right there. All right, so let's go ahead and give this a shot. That's the default out-of-the-box theme. So the first scenario here is we can select the theme to use on our host site. So I see I have a bunch of different options here. I'm going to pick the green theme because I think that one will stand out. Or let's go orange. That'll really make everything stand out. And I'll click Run Scenario 1. All right, so it says that the orange theme has been applied to my host web. Let's come over here to our site, and let me refresh the site, and let's see if that's in fact the case. And sure enough, that doesn't look anything like what we just saw a minute ago. So we can see that the theme did get changed. What about a custom theme? Well, over here in scenario 2, this is uploading a new theme and setting it to the available site. So I'm going to click on Run Scenario 2. This is going to take a theme that's inside of our web project in the remote web. It's going to upload it to the SharePoint site, and then it's going to set the site to use our new theme. So now it says that the custom theme called SPC has been uploaded and applied. So let's come over to our site and let's refresh it yet again. And we can see now that that is definitely not the default theme that we get with the normal blue, but we can also see that it's not the orange that we were using just a moment ago either. So let's take a look at the code and see how this was implemented. I'll go ahead and kill the browser here and shut down our sample. So this solution is built up using just three main projects. We have our branding themes. That is going to be our SharePoint application that's defined as a standard cloud-hosted app, and we can see it's provider-hosted right here. The start page is pointing to our branding.themes web site, which we'll see right here is reflected in this project. Furthermore, we have another project up here called the OfficeDevPNP.core project. This is a project that is shared across multiple solutions in the Patterns and Practices guides. This contains reusable methods that are typically based on the client-side object model, or the CSOM. Most entities are based on extension methods, which are used in this specific scenario. It's designed for provider-hosted apps to provide basic capabilities that we need inside of these different apps. It's a great project for you to use in your own custom solutions. You can expect the PNP team to constantly improve and extend this project. So let me first come over here and take a look at the default page. So I'm going to open up under pages and we'll look at the default.aspx. Now there's nothing too fancy in this file here. What you'll see is we see where it says this is scenario one. We can pick from a various set of themes right here that I have selected. And then there's a button that will run that option. And this button's going to run the event called button scenario one dot underscore click. The other one is if we come down here and look at scenario two, it's going to update the button scenario 2_click. And that's where we're going to upload the solution. So let's come over here and take a look at the code behind for this project. So I'm going to skip past this little pre-init function right here. And I'll skip also past the page load. That's just adding the Chrome to our page. Let's look at button scenario 1. Button scenario 1 first gets a reference to the SharePoint client context. Then it's going to say, using the SharePoint client context, it's going to the client context object, this SP context is an object that's provided to you when you create a provider-hosted application. It's got a method called create user client context for SP host. And what that's going to do is create a client context that is the CSOM context. And it's going to do that for this app with also the identity of the current logged on user as well. We got the client context. It says if it's not equal to null, what we'll do is we'll get a reference to our SharePoint site. We'll get a reference to the theme that was selected. And then we'll say web.setTheme to web and set the selected theme. That will then go set or make our change to it. You can see here that this set theme to web, this is not a standard method. This method is actually part of the core project. So if I right click on this and say, let's go over here to the definition. This is going to open up underneath the Office Dev PMP core project. You'll see you have things called like app model extensions. And this file here is called branding extensions. This one under branding extensions has a method here called set theme to web. What this does, it lets me specify it takes the current SharePoint site or web object that we're working with and allows me to pass in a parameter called theme name, which we saw just a moment ago. See here, I just passed in the theme name that was selected from our dropdown list. There's an internal method here called set theme to web implementation. And what this does, there's an override for our set theme to subweb, which allows us to specify the root web and the current site as well. So in this case here, we're doing it just to the current site. So I just pass in the current web for both of them. We scroll down a little bit here to look at our implementation of this function. What I'm first going to do is get a reference to the list that contains all the composite looks inside of the parent SharePoint site, inside of our host web. That's the SharePoint catalog called SharePoint catalog 124. That's its ID. Then it checks to see if the theme that we specified actually exists. And so it uses a camel query to do a lookup, comes down here, looks at all of the items. Did it find the item it was looking for? And if it did, it looks at just the first one because ideally there's only one that it should find. And then what it's going to do is it's going to look at the, for that list item, it's going to look at the theme URL, the font scheme URL, and the image URL. And then using a little utility function here called the URL utility, which is also part of this core project, it's going to create a relative URL pointing to the theme, the font scheme, and the image that we use in this theme. And then it's going to use the apply theme method. This apply theme method is a method that we have on the default web object in the CSOM. So this is not one of our extension methods. And then finally, you see down here at the bottom, this also checks to see if there's a custom master page that's defined for this theme. And if so, it updates the web with that and then saves all of our changes by looking at the current SharePoint site that we're on and then says .context.executeQuery. Let's take a look at the other option that we had. Remember, we had a second button. That second button was going to upload a theme and then configure it to be used. So here, what we're going to do is we will first get our client context and we'll create a client context for the current user in the app, just like we did in the previous sample. Now, this time, we're going to use a method here called deploy theme to web. This is an extension method as well. We're going to pass in a string called SPC. That'll be the name of our theme. And then we're also going to pass in a couple parameters. The colors that we're using for our theme, an image associated with the theme as well. This theme If I come down here to my remote web project, this theme exists inside of this resources folder. So resources/themes/SPC. And you can see there's the SP color file and the logo for our new site. But come back over here to the branding extension, come back over here to our code. You can see here that we're mapping down to the resources/themes/SPC folder and then getting those themes. Now, the important thing to look at here is let's take a look at the deploy theme to web. That's the interesting bit, because right after we deploy it, we're then going to use the extension method I showed you a moment ago called set theme to web. So we don't need to look at that again. So I'll come over here and look at deploy theme to web, and we'll open him up as well. This one also is found inside the branding extensions extension file that is found in the core shared project. Again, that's right here. So I'll open this guy up full screen. Have a list of all the different parameters that he could expect. The current site, the theme name for the new theme, the color file path, the font file path. We didn't have one in our case. That's where we passed in null. The background image path and the master page name. We didn't have one in that. This is going to call an implementation method called deploy theme to web implementation. So let's scroll down to that. Here we go. This one, all it does is it's coming down and saying deploying all the files. So first it looks at the current SharePoint site that we're on, looks at the or gets his a reference to the root web, and then passes in, calls a function called deploy file to theme folder site. This is also an extension method. I'm passing in the full path of the file that I want to upload. So let's take a look at this one. I'll right click on this guy and say go to declaration. This also is in our branding extensions extension file. This one will first is going to read in all of the bytes for the file that's being uploaded. It is then going to create a the name of the file that we want to generate here. So I'm passing in the file address. It's going to get the file name out of that. And then it's going to call deploy file to theme folder site, passing in the SharePoint site we want to deploy it to, the bytes that we want to pass in, the name of the file we want to create, and the version of the theme that we're creating here. And this is just passed through from our different parameters. You can see by default, it's set to 15. So that method is right here, deploy file to theme folder site. All this is going to do is get a reference to the themes list. It's then going to come down and it's going to get a reference to the root folder for our themes list. So you can see here, that's where it's finding the folder. It's then going to use this object called the file creation information object. And it's going to use that to create a new file. So there's the content that's going to be for that file. That's where it's going to go. If it already exists, we want to override it. And then it's going to go create a new object here called the client file object. And look at our folder that we created a second ago, which we got a reference to just up here above. Looked at his files collection and added a new file that we just defined using this file creation information. And then it uses the client object model to upload these. Now the big difference here is that when you were looking at this, or if there was if you wanted to do this on-prem, how would this look different if we were using fully trusted code to deploy the solution? Well, the big difference is we won't have to use these creation information objects. We could just go stream the file straight in using the same thing, getting a reference to the folder, and then using Microsoft.SharePoint.SP file object. We don't need to use the client file object. We can just use SP file to create a new instance of that file and save it and not have to worry about this stuff with the client context calling the load and the execute query methods. That's really the only main difference that you would have with the fully trusted code. And again, to get the code for all of the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices group, make sure you go to GitHub at github.com/officedev/PMP. If you want to discuss these different samples, ask questions, and interact with the team, they have a dedicated group in the Office 365 technical network in Yammer. Just go to yammer.com/ITProNetwork and look for the group called O365 Dev Patterns and Practices.